Keeping children safe as they go back to school this August is up to the entire community. Hayes Fire Department Deputy Chief Shane Preston stops by to share some safety tips on this episode of the Post Podcast.
I'm sure some parents are excited for school to start back up, just to, you know, get them out of their hair and get back to the activities. Maybe it'll slow down a little bit, but you know, school is coming just right around the corner. So some of the things we want to kind of talk about today is some school stuff. Now remember, you know, the school zones, and you know, with increased traffic in those areas, obey the traffic flashing signals and speed limits in those areas. In those areas, just remember the kids are going to be walking, riding their bikes or skateboards or, you know, whatever it may be. May not always be in the car with the parents. Just make sure you plan ahead, allow that extra time, you know, plan for it to be crazy. I know it is, and I'm not a big fan of doing the whole drop off and pick up thing myself, but if I can do it, everybody else can too. So just remember, when you are picking up your child or dropping them off, parking in the emergency vehicle areas, please do not do that. That is for us if there is an issue. There'll be a sign there that says, you know, no parking, emergency vehicles, or the curb will be painted red in that area. So you know, are designated pickup drop-off areas at the schools, but we also have kind of our own little spot where, you know, if something bad did happen, we have a place to go.
Yeah, and you might think, like, I'm only going to be there for a minute, but in an emergency, holy smokes, that minute might be life and death for somebody. Yes. And you don't want to be the one that's in the way.
And then, you know, everybody else trying to get out of the, you know, out of the way. It just, if you've ever done the school pickup stuff, you know, the traffic is kind of insane.
Yeah, it's something,
you know, everybody wants to get going and everything. And then you throw an emergency in there and it just, you know, raises the stress levels up a little bit more. And then people are trying to, you know, get their kid, but yet get out of the way. And it gets a little cumbersome.
Yeah. So just park where you should.
Yes. Remember, we have crossing guard signals. Remember, there's crossing guards that do that. Just like over here at O'Laughlin, we do have crossing guards there, and make sure you allow enough time. You see them, stop ahead. You know, let's get those kids moving. Cell phones in the school zones. You know, if you don't need to be on it, don't. And if you do, you know, there's so many options now of going hands-free with your cell phone and, you know, things like that. Use those options. If you need to be on it, you know, in the vehicle, just a good general practice to do that.
Yeah, I think I'd heard, and correct me if I'm wrong, you may know, may not, but somewhere I'd seen that distracted driving, so cell phone usage, is now the number one killer, or the number one cause of fatal traffic accidents, over drunk driving.
I haven't seen that, but
I could be wrong. Don't quote me on it. I think
it's right up there with it. If it's not, you know, if it hasn't be taken over that stat yet, but you know, the whole texting and driving, and it's just, even, you know, if you're talking on it and you got it up to your ear, you're involved in the conversation and you're just going through the motions of driving instead of, you know, I need to be driving and be defensive and looking for things and all that. So it really does take you away from where you need to be when you're driving.
Yeah. And when you got little kiddos running around, I mean, they just pop up out of nowhere.
They do.
My daughter almost got hit coming out of school. Not in Hayes. This was back in our previous location, but, thank goodness that driver was paying attention, because she caught it like right just as the kid was popping under her wheels. I don't know what she was doing.
Yep.
But she immediately took her back to our house and said, you guys should have a talk with your daughter. And we did. But, you know, had she been on a cell phone or been distracted at all, it may have been a very different outcome.
And also remember, too, we have young teenage drivers out there, you know, for high school, who are going to be, you know, now driving. Talk with them. You have a teenager in the home, you know, just work with them and, you know, make sure, hey, put the phone down when you're driving. It's not that important. If it's that important, then pull over, park, then use the phone. You don't, you know, it's one of those, because, you know, as a young driver, you don't want to be involved in an accident that might hurt another, a small child too.
Mm-hmm.
But anyway, school buses. Now remember, you know, if a school bus has its flashing lights on and the stop signs out, that means traffic stops both sides.
Both sides.
Both sides.
That's something I learned recently, and probably you that taught me this over these segments. But yeah, both ways. You can't just stop if you're behind it. Should be a complete stop.
That's correct. And the reason is because when the kids get off, they get out the passenger side of the bus. Now they may need to go to cross the street. Well, that stop sign, the flashing lights, provides basically, you know, a school crossing guard type thing. Provides a safe zone for them to be able to get off the bus and go, you know, walk around in front of the bus and go across the street and get on the sidewalk and meet their parents or go home from there. Now, a lot of times, the kids just get off the bus and they just go. They don't pay attention to the, you know, the cars, the traffic. They
just snacks and TV.
Snacks. They got a video game they want to go play, or, you know, whatever it may be. And so, yeah, just be aware of that. And we do have, you know, not just school buses out in the rural communities, but we have school buses here in town, in Hayes, that do drop-offs, pickups and drop-offs. So just remember, if you do have a school bus stop in your area, make sure you plan around that too, and know where those are at. But teach the kid, if you have a kid that does ride the school bus, teach them to play it safe. Stay 5 steps away from the curb. Always wait until the bus comes to complete stop and the bus driver signals for you to board the bus. So, you know, if there's, the kids want to hurry up and jump on, well, you know, the driver doesn't even have the door open and they're trying to get on, you know. So wait for the vehicle to come to complete stop. And then face forward, you know, after finding the seat, sit in your seat, you know. When I was in school, the school buses did not have seat belts. So, you know, we were just, we just rode along. But it still had the same rules. You sit down, you face forward, you know, you don't jump up over the seat to talk to your friend that's behind you or anything like that. So, and then when exiting the bus, wait till it stops. Make sure you look and make sure you talk to your child about looking both ways crossing straight. Even though the bus may have its lights on, the stop sign out, and there may be some drivers that stopped. Each year we do have an incident with a driver not yielding to the stop sign of a school bus. And, you know, sometimes people get hurt and sometimes they don't, but let's just be aware of that and help everybody be safe. And just remind the kids to be courteous to the bus driver and listen to their directions. And 'cause the driver's there, they just want to make sure the kids get home safely, mm-hmm. get to school safely. So that's their big push there. And lastly, I know we usually talk about it every time, but we still have our smoke detector program. So if you do have any questions about a smoke detector or even a carbon monoxide detector, let us know and we will assist you in any way we can.
Very good. Well, all righty, Shane. Any other last thoughts or anything you want to hit on before we go?
No, I just want to say it's a beautiful day out. I know it's little cloudy or foggy, but the temperature is great.
Yeah, it looks like 70 degrees, the little chart saying here right now.
Yeah, that's around, you know, like 2 o'clock in the morning, you know, 8:30 in the morning. So everybody just kind of enjoy the nice little weather we have.